Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Survivors, written by Jane Harper and read by Steve Shanahan. Kieran hoped the numbness would set in soon. The ocean's icy burn usually mellowed into something more neutral, but as the minutes ticked by, he still felt cold. He braced himself as a fresh wave broke against his skin. The water wasn't even too bad, he told himself. Not at the tail end of summer, with the afternoon sun doing its best to take the edge off. Definitely goosebumps rather than hypothermia. Kieran knew he had personally described water far colder than this as nice. Only ever here in Tasmania, though, where sea temperatures surrounding the small island state were relative. Sydney, the voice in Kieran's head sounded suspiciously like his brother's. Has made you soft? Maybe. But the real problem was that instead of slicing out through the blue with breath expanding in his chest and the water roaring past his ears and nothing but hundreds of kilometres of rolling sea separating him from the next nearest landmass, he was standing perfectly still, waist deep, 3 metres from the beach. His daughter lay milk drunk against his bare chest, cocooned in a dry towel, a tiny sun hat shielding her eyes as she dozed. At 3 months old, Audrey was growing heavy now. He shifted her weight and, ignoring the mild ache in his shoulders and the cold against his legs, looked out at the horizon and let her sleep on. Audrey was not the only one out for the count. On the beach, Kieran could see his girlfriend lying flat on her back, fully clothed, one arm flung over her eyes and her mouth slack. Mia's head was resting on a rolled-up towel with her hair splayed out in a long, dark fan against the sand. She could sleep anywhere these days, as could he. There was almost no one else around. A teenage couple he hadn't recognised had wandered by earlier, hand in hand and barefoot. And further along the sand, a young woman had been beachcombing at the shoreline since they'd arrived. At the height of summer, holidaymakers outnumbered Evelyn Bay's 900-strong population by 2 to 1. But now they had mostly gone, their real lives calling them back to the mainland and beyond. Hey! A familiar voice made Kieran turn. The man was emerging from one of the small side paths that connected a row of weathered beach houses to the sand. He was grinning as he hoisted a battered backpack higher on his shoulder. At his feet loped a large dog of undetermined breed, whose size and shaggy gold-brown hair made him look disconcertingly similar to his owner. Kieran waded out of the water and met Ash McDonald on the sand, turning so Ash could see the baby on his chest.